Thousands of migrant workers come to California each year to do temporary labor in the valley and send money back to their families. What has the pandemic been like for them? FM89's Mari Bolaños went to Delano to talk to some workers from Mexico who have been living in a hotel for the past 4 months.
Small groups of men sit outside a Motel 6 just off Highway 99 in Delano. For more than half a year, this is their home. They sit on the stairs or on the grass. One group leans against a fence surrounding an empty pool. They're chatting or taking in the sun, some with the phones to their ears, talking to loved ones back home in Mexico. Fernando Castillo reaches the motel parking lot after a 30-minute walk from the laundromat. He's headed towards his room on the first floor of the two-story building. His phone is in one hand, a suitcase filled with clean clothes in the other.
Right now, I'm coming from church, too. I spent 2 hours there in prayer.
He is a man of the evangelical faith, he says. So when he came to the United States to work, it was important for him to find a church.
During the week, I can't make it, but on Sunday, I go to distract myself for a few hours and I run my errands, like washing my clothes at the laundromat because there's no place to wash it here.
Sunday is for church and chores. The rest of the week, he and the others are picking oranges and other crops for Elkhorn Packing, a company that provides labor through H-2A visas to big ag farmers. Castillo says he heard about the program through his job back in Tamaulipas, Mexico. It's a good way to make more money, he says.
Because here the salary is a bit more than over there, and to help the bosses.
The bosses he's referring to? They're his parents. The 29-year-old sends money to them and his siblings.
To buy food, to buy whatever they need in Mexico. Because in that country, the salary is not enough to do certain stuff. And the American money over there gives people better benefits.
He says the company takes precautions to keep the workers safe, like spacing them out on the buses that take them to the fields and emphasizing hand washing and mask wearing. I reached out to Elkhorn Packing several times to find out more about its COVID protocols, but no one returned my calls. Castillo, however, says the company also provides COVID-19 tests every 15 days.
At first, some people did get contaminated, but it's because they weren't being careful. But now it's mellowed down a lot.
Castillo hasn't gotten sick. Juan Alvarez, another worker from Tamaulipas, says he's glad he came to California, and he's not worried about catching COVID here. The threat is everywhere, and at least he's earning money.
Well, here, we make more money. The money from here is worth more than where I'm from.
He's not married, he says, but he does send money to a teenage daughter. As he continues talking, one of the foremen, Fidencio Torres Martinez, walks over. He's also made the 1,000-mile journey from Tamaulipas to provide for his wife and 3 young kids. Elkhorn Packing handles the paperwork for their visas and pays for their housing, he says. But the pandemic has made this trip different from the other 2 times he's done migrant labor.
Before we get on the bus, they tell us to wash our hands, put the hand sanitizer on. When we get off work, it's the same thing.
He says the company has also asked them if they're interested in getting the vaccine.
A lot of people said yes, and a lot of people said no. I said yes because I know it's a protection, and that's good for us and our families.
Families that these workers hope to see safely in a few months. For Castillo, the man who goes to church every Sunday, the thought of seeing his family provides another incentive to protect himself against the virus.
I take care of myself here, and they take care of themselves there, and when I return, everyone is happy and we can return to normalcy.
The men say they will return to Tamaulipas in 3 months. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Mari Bolaños.